Hey everybody, we're here at Anvil-Cleona High School, and we're here with Alex Long. And Anvil-Cleona just lost the district championship game to Trinity, 52-27. Alex, I know it's a tough one. I appreciate you kind of composing yourself and spending some time with me a little bit, but just give me some thoughts and emotions. What's going on in your head right now?
I'm very upset the season's over. We had such a great group of guys this year. I love every single one of these guys like brothers. It's going to be tough to go into the winter now knowing that the season's over and I won't be able to play football with these guys again. It's going to hurt knowing that I can't ever suit up a Dutchman uniform and play with my teammates again.
I know. And you know, I know that it's tough. Is it any consolation, Alex, to know that you guys had a great, great season?
I'm so proud of how we came. Coming from my sophomore and junior year where we combined for 6 wins to beating that total this year and getting the second ever district playoff win in our school's history. I'm just so proud of this group of guys and how we bonded together and just fought together and stuck together throughout the whole time we were a team.
Alex, I want you to say this, because I think there's a lot of different ways to look at it. The importance of tonight's game. I know it was a district championship game, but I think there's other stuff going on tonight. Why was tonight an important game?
It was for our town. Anvil, this is our first ever time in a district playoff, district playoff final as a school, and Our whole town was here tonight to cheer us on, and I'm just so thankful that they were here cheering us on, even though it wasn't the outcome we wanted. It was so important for the town and just continuing the football program here, and hopefully this just continues to grow and keeps getting better every year.
Hey, Alex, tell me just what happened. What happened on the field? They that much better? Do they just get the credit? Put it into words for me. What went on the field tonight?
It's nothing that our guys did. Our guys fought for 48 minutes, and I'm so proud of every single one of them. And it's nothing that they did. As a captain, I made a lot of mistakes tonight. I'm gonna take a lot of the blame on this one. There's a lot of plays I didn't fill my gap. I did a lot of stuff that I shouldn't have. So a lot of those broken plays are on me, and I take full responsibility for all of that.
Alex, tell me your thoughts coming in. Like, what did you know about those guys? What did you think that you guys needed to do to be successful tonight?
We knew that they were a really good team all around, really good front, really good skilled players. And we knew we had to stop their running game tonight coming in. And it was, like I said, I made a lot of mistakes that cost us some big plays.
Well, I appreciate you taking some responsibility. Maybe some of it was, but certainly all of it wasn't. And you know, I think they get a little bit of credit too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they were a very good team. They were a very good, solid team all around. They're gonna make a good run at states, I feel like.
Hey, Alex. Okay, you guys got behind early. Tell me how important that start was to the beginning of the game and the outcome. I mean, what do you remember about the start and then kind of falling behind and, you know, trying to catch up?
We needed to come out fast. I mean, we did, but like I said, I made a lot of mistakes on that first drive. And when we went down early, our next mindset was just to get back up and keep fighting, and that's what we did all night. We just kept fighting and just kept fighting and kept fighting all night, and unfortunately, it wasn't the outcome we wanted.
Alex, do you think, I don't know, in a week, 10 days, I don't know what it takes, you know, you'll be able to maybe take a step back and know what you guys accomplished this year?
Oh, yeah, I already know. Yeah, I have that good understanding of what we accomplished. We had the second, like I said, second playoff win ever in our school history, and we made it to our first ever district final in the 55 years of Anvil football, or how many years we've had football here.
Right.
It was the first district final that we've ever made, and I'm just so proud of how we went from a team last year who scraped by on 3 wins, and now we made it to the district final.
Actually, you've been very gracious with your time, and I always appreciate you giving me some time. But just one more question, and talk about your career and you know what you accomplished as a player and what you accomplished as a team and where this program is going forward. What does it mean to be part of Anvil-Cleona football?
It means everything. When I moved here in fourth grade, I started playing in the youth league, which is now gone, and I'm just so glad that it's starting to get revived again, and I'm so happy to see that our culture changed dramatically, and we've got to a team where we want to put in the work every day and get better every day. And I know going forward that the guys are going to continue that culture and continue the brotherhood that we built from this year and the past year. Even when we didn't have the best record, we still had that brotherhood mentality, and we just kept pushing forward.
Alex, you know, you and I talked preseason about your future. I think you want to play. I'm gonna think you're gonna play football, but do you have any concrete plans, or is that still in the works?
That's still in the works. As of right now, I haven't heard anything. So, as of right now, I'm not sure what my football career, my football future looks like.
But you think you're gonna play? You think you'll play football?
I hope. I very much hope so. Okay. I hope it's in the cards.
Hey, Alex Long, thank you so much for your time. Great year. Yeah. Great season. Great game. Just good luck in the future. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.